Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Hello, and welcome to the Living Full Out Show. My name is Nancy Soleri, and today we're talking about feeling comfortable with who you've become. I mean, really, it is the life journey to do that, and sometimes it's really hard. There's days we look in the mirror and we're like, oh, I'm a little overweight, or I wish I was taller, or I wish I had that job. But you know what? The quest and the game of life is to be whole and really thrilled and proud with who you are, how far you've come, and what you've learned. And so that is our focus for today's show. I want to make sure that you can call in about any question related to that at 800-333-0001. Also, in our next segment, we're going to have our inspirational guest, Autumn Asphodel. She actually has grown up with multiple personalities, but she went through what is called integration to break herself whole as one personality. She also went from being transgender in terms of being born a male and becoming a female. So she's going to talk to us about that and how today she is comfortable with who she is. Also, make sure that if you need support on today's topic, reach out to us at connect@livingfullout.com. We'd like to make sure to give you resources to keep you motivated. Lastly, we want to make sure that you can listen to this show at all times. So feel free to go into the App Store, look for Living Full Out Radio, or if you have Alexa, just call her up and say, Alexa, Living Full Out Radio. And then we'll just start playing and you can just motivate yourself at home or on the go. Now, it's really important that as we cruise through today's show, that we just kind of acknowledge that there's going to be the daily struggles, that sometimes the annoyances, the to-do lists that never end, you know, the minor mistakes that occur. But then there's the big, big issues in life. And don't try to tackle all of them at one time. That is my biggest advice for you. You know, consider a list of things that you'd like to overcome, things that you'd like to adjust in your life, and then prioritize them. And then kind of go one by one, maybe something you can nip in the bud in a day. Other ones, it may take a month or even a whole year. Pace yourself. You know, it's not about getting it all done quickly, but learning the lessons and making sure that with quality, you're able to complete the task and really feel whole. Now, I'm getting word for our producer that we do have a caller on the line. We're going to go say hello to them. Hi, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi.
Hi, thank you.
So I just started my junior year, and although I'm a declared psych major, I do wish to pursue something more creative because I've always seen myself as part of something more artistic. And I feel like my major made me a lot more pensive and closed off because I am extroverted as a person. And I still have time to maybe slightly tweak my career path or my educational course. So I just wanted to ask for some advice in terms of maybe getting myself a little bit, getting myself on a different track and becoming more open.
You know what? I really appreciate that you're asking this question because I kind of went through the same journey. When I went to the University of Oregon, I double majored in psychology and journalism. And it was weird because the psychology school was very serious and everybody had button-up shirts or sweaters. And in the communication school, it was like Hawaiian t-shirts and, you know, flip-flops mm-hmm. and a lot more casual. So I appreciated that I had that blend because I really needed that to become, you know, who I wanted to be in my career. So I guess what you want to consider is obviously you decided to pick psychology probably most likely because, you know, you're interested in human behavior. Maybe you're naturally a good listener or like to get advice. So I think psychology is a solid major. You can do a lot with that. But the great thing is you can get minors, you can double major. When you consider a career that you've seen others have and you're like, gosh, if I could do that, what is that career? What would light you up?
I thought about perhaps like music or communications as well. I recently took an intro course to media and communications, but I didn't know if it was my cup of tea. So maybe I need to take a few more courses to see myself in that field fully.
Well, and I would explore that a little bit further. Kind of, you know, think about, okay, if I like music, do I want to be a music teacher? Do I want to be an artist? Do I maybe want to be in the music industry in some way? You know, in what way can you combine psychology and music and make it one and make it a career? You might even do a Google search, see what other careers are out there, what public figures may have had those same majors. Once you can kind of figure out, okay, gosh, I kind of like that. I like being, I like music. Or you find a career that excites you. Then I invite you to go onto LinkedIn or even do a Google search in your local area and find others who have done that same career. Find out from them, you know, what school, what internships did you do? What were your first jobs? If you could do anything over again differently, what would you do? Because right now, in this point in your life, which is just so exciting, I wish I could go back into my 20s, it's such an exploratory time, right? You're kind of piecing it all together. You don't have to have all the answers. That's the beauty of it. Is that something you can do?
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
that's definitely very true and very helpful.
Well, you're very welcome. And you know what? Like I said, psychology, it's a winning degree. Don't look back. You know, grab that one with confidence. But then think about what would complement that, what would give you that extroverted side and allow you to really thrive. But thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for your time, Nancy.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Really appreciated that she asked that question, right? Because it's hard to figure out, you know, what do I want to be when I grow up? You know, I know people who are clients of mine who are in their 60s and 70s, and they ask that question, right? They, even though they're in the third act of their life, they're still growing. They're still learning. They're wanting to evolve. So I love that she asked that. Now we're getting word from our producer that we have another caller on the line. We're going to go say hello to them. Hi, welcome to Living Full Out Show.
Yeah, hi. My name is Susie.
Hi, Susie. How can I help you?
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of going through a weird, like, dating, like, where I don't really know what to do. So I just graduated college a couple years ago, and all my friends are, like, together and are seriously going to be engaged, and some are engaged on the way to marriage and stuff like that. And I've tried the apps, and I don't know, just kind of tried a lot of different things and paths to take. And kind of struggling a little bit. Do you have any advice for people who are in that situation?
You know, there's so many men and women right now that are like raising not just one hand, but both hands and their legs at the same time, right? Here's the deal. For better or for worse, if chemistry was easy to find, everybody would have it, right? The thing is it's not. Now, I'm a firm believer that it's not like you're going to have one love of your life. I don't think there's just one soulmate. But I think that the harder we try something, it's like, you know, squeezing like a towel really hard, right? It's all that pressure. Mm-hmm. And you want it to flow. You want it to gel. And also, my worry for you, because of all that pressure of all these other friends and their relationships, you know, I don't want you to settle. You know, I want you to find that person that you can run with. So in some ways, I think you kind of have to allow yourself to pull back, not pull back from going on dates and going on the apps, because that's the doing, right? Mm-hmm. But I think you have to trust that the right person will come when they do. You know, there's been multiple relationships that I've had over the years, and a lot of them were 3 years and 4 years. And well, none of them were quite the right match over the years as like my future husband. Each of them taught me something. One taught me business skills. One taught me, you know, hobbies that I never thought I would do. You know, they were very extroverted, very athletic. You know, another one was very spiritually driven. So in some ways, you just want to go out there and like date people, learn, grow. Now, I hope that all your friends' relationships, their marriages go well and they thrive and we never hear that big D word, right?
Right.
But there is something to be said for if you haven't found that person yet, don't lose sight of that. Don't become faint-hearted. You know, listen to romance songs, go to romantic comedies, hold the space. Say, you know what? I love love. I'm going to hold that space for that perfect person to come towards me. And then you just kind of like take your foot off the pedal a little bit, keep cruising, but not so much pressure on yourself. Can you do that?
Yeah. Oh, that's what's hard.
It's hard, but you know what? I promise you, it's worse to go for the wrong person than wait for the right one. Okay?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in, and we will wish you all the best. I know that right person will come your way. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Well, thank you.
You got it. And for everybody listening today, it is hard to feel comfortable in our skin and try to find our way to that happy place, right? But it's possible to live full out. Stay with us. We're going to be coming right back after this break with our inspirational guest, Autumn Astafel. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. But I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure.
Tomorrow?
Let's check with Mom. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak. Let's make sure you have everything.
Yep. Can we walk home?
How about a taxi? 233 North Maple, please.
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Also, find fun activities to do like boating and biking or camping and hiking, plus much more. It's all right in your naturehood.
Best day ever.
A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Don't you wish that getting your child to eat right, move more, and spend less time in front of a screen could be as easy as pushing a button? It might not be that simple, but you do have more power than you know. And you can maximize that power with proven strategies, tips, and tools from the National Institutes of Health's We Can, or Ways to Enhance Children's Activity and Nutrition program. We Can offers all kinds of resources, including fun recipes and activities the family can do together to show you the way to live a healthier lifestyle. We're not saying it's easy. We are saying that it can be done. Take the first step today. Call 1-866-359-3226 for a free We Can Parents Handbook. And be sure to visit the We Can website at wecan.nhlbi.nih.gov for free information too. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hit ignition.
And then
nothing. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere... The rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out! Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. With Nancy's expertise, you'll learn how to embrace your potential and strive for success. If you have a question or need further support, send us an email at connect@livingfullout.com. Now, here's Nancy.
Hello and welcome. I'm Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about being comfortable with who you've become. And that is tricky sometimes. Believe me, I am right there with you. It took me a long time to get comfortable with losing my vision. I mean, when I got diagnosed at 16 that I was going to be blind by 40, gulp, right? What does that even feel like or look like? But over time, low vision aids, support of friends and family, kind of learning tricks of the trade, I have become more comfortable with it. In fact, I don't even rely on my eyesight sometimes. It's all about that hearing. So I do understand that sometimes it is hard to connect the dots and find your way to feeling whole. And that is why we really strive to look for inspirational guests who also have taken a similar walk. And so I'd very much like to welcome today Autumn Aspidell. She has been both transgender in terms of going from a male to a female, and she's gone through that journey, as well as having multiple personalities due to early childhood trauma. So I'd very much like to welcome Autumn to the show.
Hello, everyone. Nice to see you all here.
Hi, Autumn.
Hi, there's Nancy.
So much to cover in your story. Let's just dig in, because honestly, every bit of it is inspiring. And the most amazing thing I think about my relationship with you is I've known you now for a couple of years, but everything that we're going to talk about today, it really just kind of got ironed out over the last couple of years. I feel like I saw you through the growth a little bit.
Yes. Yes, you did, because when you first reached out to me, it was a few years back, and I was still going through this process.
Yeah, so I'm honored, very honored to have you today. So I want to start, first of all, with, you know, the fact that you grew up with a mother who was neglectful. She abandoned you and your other siblings. You were one of five. But at the same time, there was some physical abuse, obviously the emotional abuse. And, you know, you were lucky to kind of get out of that environment at 10 years old to go live with your grandmother. But out of all that trauma, out of all that anxiety that you shoved down, you did start to develop multiple personalities. Some people might consider that as DID, dissociative identity disorder. I know you feel more comfortable with multiple personalities. When did you discover that you started to have these different voices?
It was the earliest time that I remember. I was maybe around six or so, maybe even five, when I would have this personality that was talking to me almost like a guardian angel. It was someone who was very positive and optimistic, telling me that everything is going to be okay. And from there, I didn't really notice many more until probably after I was out of high school. which is when my family started to notice some of these other personalities that they would say is this person, and that person. It's, they gave them specific terms. They didn't really have any names. Mm-hmm. But when they observed those, I started to learn about myself because I sat down and I really thought about this. I'm like, why are they perceiving me as a different person? Because to me, it didn't seem any different. And then through that analysis, I discovered these personalities that I had, as well as why they were there. And then that's when my past trauma started to come about, and I started to remember some of the things from the past, and I really got to understand why those personalities existed.
Well, and I think finding out that why in life is such a critical key in becoming comfortable with who we are. And I know you had a childlike personality. You had two protectors. You had one that was a bit more sexual in nature, which probably tapped into the transgender side of you, which we'll get to in a bit. But it's interesting because we've interviewed other people with DID and multiple personalities over the years, but you did choose to do what's called integration. What is that?
Integration, and there are many people who have misconceptions about this. It is essentially merging personalities into your core personality. So your host personality, your core personality, whoever you may consider to be the one that was there when you were born. So a lot of times when we go through trauma, we are fragmented. So certain personalities will have certain traits and certain memories to block out the trauma from the other one. And a lot of that trauma comes about, I mean, a lot of denial will come about because of trying to block out these bad memories. So what I did was I went through the process of integration by seeking out therapy, going to a therapist for multiple years, and really getting to the root of what caused my trauma, being able to accept the past that I had and the fact that I cannot change that. And then once I really dove into that trauma and I faced my fears and I faced the people who had abused me, that's when the integration process happened. Integration is essentially is what happens naturally. It's what your mind wants to do to heal. But a lot of times people with this condition are very resistant to it.
Well,
that,
and
was the process that I went about.
I think that is fascinating. And you know, I'm sure there's times that, you know, we all hear a voice, you know, in our mind, just, you know, negative thoughts, positive thoughts. But I imagine, you know, you had to go through a process of saying, okay, wait, a rational thought. This is just a thought. This is not a personality, you know, kind of, you know, making sure that in this process of integration that you really did become one.
Yes, exactly. Because when we have these thoughts, I always say to people, like, we are not our thoughts. A lot of times we let our thoughts control us, but all those negative thoughts that we have in our mind, that's not necessarily us. That's not what defines us. Only we can define us. So learning to rationalize those negative thoughts, and for me specifically, learning to understand that I am a worthy person of success and happiness, which I did not feel before. I did not think I was worthy of that. Learning to accept that and learning to love myself was the ultimate thing that helped me through a lot of my issues that I had.
And I imagine you just had to go through that on your own body's timing, because, you know, you did that in your, you know, mid to early 20s, you know, and so I think for everybody, it's probably slightly different. And literally, did those personalities go away and family and friends started to recognize you as one?
It wasn't so much that they went away, because I don't want to project that idea that integration is that they go away. Rather, they become part of your core personality. So a lot of times then, instead of being fragmented and having these different sides, you will become one, so you will be a more rounded person.
It sounds like you're a more powerful person.
My family did see.
Yeah.
What was that?
It sounds like you become a little bit more powerful, more united. Yes, now, that is correct. Autumn, I want you to stay with us. More to your story, obviously. Everybody put on your seatbelt because it's so inspiring. There's a lot more ahead. So stay with us today. We're talking about feeling comfortable with who you are. We all want to get to that point, and it's possible. Autumn did it. I've done it. You can do it. And we want to help you get there. This is the Living Full Out Show. I'm Nancy Soleri. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri.
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey, but people in this town call me Maniac. They call me that because I'm the fastest runner in town. But just because everyone knows who I am doesn't mean I belong. I don't really belong anywhere. You see, I'm an orphan, and I wander the streets just looking for a place that I can truly call home. My name is Maniac McGee, and I'm all alone. Explore new worlds. Read my story in the novel Maniac McGee by Jerry Spinelli. For other great book ideas, visit your local library or log on to literacy.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Look for the bare necessities.
The bare necessities of healthy living are easier than you think.
You better believe it.
And the food pyramid shows you the way. With just the right amount of exercise and the necessary grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Just the bare necessities of life.
So eat right, be active, and have fun.
Yeah, man.
For your own path to a healthier you, visit mypyramid.gov.
This is really living.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Nancy Soleri, host of the Living Full Out Show. I am excited to let you know that we are now associated with Alexa. If you have Alexa in your house and you didn't know that, go ahead and find Living Full Out because you can hear us anytime you want, and we're there for you to keep you motivated. Go to your app store because we're located there as well. Just look.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
For the Living Full Out radio show, it's important to us that we put out really inspiring programming, but we want to make sure that you have it at your fingertips when you need us most. We never know when those challenges are going to come, when we're going to feel lonely and need that motivation. So just know that when you need us, we're here for you. Check out Alexa, the app stores, or go to livingfullout.com. Here's to you living full out.
What if I could tell you that a full-blown wildfire was going to occur tomorrow, right where you live? Tell you exactly which neighborhoods it would engulf and how fast it would do it. The first thing you would do is talk with your loved ones and make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a wildfire will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you make a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Thank you for joining us today. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about feeling comfortable with who you've become. And it really takes the journey of life to get there, and the support of family and friends and resources and just everything to keep us inspired and keep going so that we can attain a place in life where we can look at ourselves in the mirror and feel proud of who we are, what we've learned, and who we've become. And our inspirational guest today, Autumn Aspidell, she did take that journey, you know, going through having multiple personalities, yet then going through integration to become kind of one whole personality, as well as being transgender, being born a male and becoming a female. It was truly a journey that I am proud to share with our audience, so I'd like to welcome back to the show, Autumn.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Nancy.
Hello, hello. So I want to switch gears a little bit to now and talk about the transgender path that you've been on. I know that you grew up one of five children. You were four brothers, because when you were born, you were Julian, right?
Yes.
And then came along a girl, and this was the girl that your mom always wanted, right? She had all these boys, but she really wanted a girl. And when your sister was born, as much as you love her, you know, you vied for that attention from your mom. You know, you weren't a girl. And at the same time, you kind of had inclinations of feeling female and having some of those traits. Can you share with us what your first memory was of, gosh, you know, I might not be a male. This might not feel right to me.
The earliest memory that I have is when my mom and I were watching a movie. I don't remember what it was, but it was about men who were cross-dressers. And I remember seeing that, and I had always wanted to do that. I said, when I grow older, I'm going to do that. And then around my teen years, I was watching things on TV about transgender people, and I just had such a strong urge to want to go through that process and be a female.
Wow. And it's lucky that you actually had that information to turn to, because for so many, the word transgender takes so long to find. And when you find that word, it's like, oh my gosh, that's me, or I feel that way. Now, the very first person that you came out to about this was your grandmother. Now, she wondered if you were gay, lesbian, if, you know, I don't think she had any idea that you were going to transgender. What was that conversation like?
It was a very difficult conversation, because that was back when I was suffering with a lot of confidence issues. I was not comfortable with who I was, so I essentially had her guess as to what I was going through, and she said gay. She said, I don't remember all the other ones that she said, but she did say one, you were a woman in a man's body, and I'm like, yes, that is what I am. And then we talked about that for a bit, and she was very accepting.
Well, it's good to actually vocalize it and get it out, and then I imagine it started to become a little bit more real, like this could really happen. What was the first step and then the second step that you took in going from Julian to Autumn?
Well, the first step that I took was actually right before I came out to my grandmother, and that was looking for a therapist. And I found one that was really close to me. So pretty much right after the conversation that we had, I booked an appointment. I went there. I talked to the therapist for a year. And then from there, I decided I want to start on hormones.
And then, you know, the hormones, obviously, I imagine, boosted your confidence. You started to see the hair grow and maybe your muscles grow. But it's also
other way around, Nancy. Other way around.
Oh, other way around. Okay. Well, like, I haven't gone through that yet, but I'm learning. I am right there learning with you. But it's also a big decision to go all the way, to do the entire sex change.
Yeah.
How did you know that's what you wanted to do?
Well, initially, I wasn't too concerned about the sex change. I wasn't really sure if I was going to get sex reassignment surgery, but what it was is once I started taking the hormones, once I started to feel like a female, I would look in the mirror and I would see myself fully as a female. Everything just looked female to me. Everything felt female to me except for my genitals. That was the only thing. So that is what I had to change.
Got it. So once you had the surgery, you already looked female. It just kind of made it more official all the way, you know, complete.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, as you were going along, I know you didn't date much when you were a child or a teenager, but if you had been attracted to someone, it would have been females. And then when you were kind of going through this transitional process, it was male and female, so maybe more bisexual. How did you have conversations with, as you grew, you know, and matured, how did you have conversations with maybe a male or a female as Autumn today, explaining who you were in the past? Or do you not even discuss that?
No, I always do discuss it because that is a major part of who I am. I'm always very open about who I am and my past because I'm very proud of the person I am. So that is a major topic of discussion. And I pretty much only share it with people that I know I can trust, people who would not judge me. And I can feel that from someone else before I am even really, really close to them. So once I do become close to someone, then I can open up to them. And then they are very understanding. They are very accepting of me.
Mm. It's, you know, we talked in the first segment today about the different personalities you had and going through integration. And now we're talking about being transgender and the surgeries and the hormones. What is it like today, Autumn, to feel whole, to feel more in control, to feel more confident?
That is a very good question, Nancy, because when I think back to my life, I've gone through so much. I've gone through so many changes. I've grown to be such a happy person that I am now. I'm able to do the things that I want to do with confidence and with happiness. It is such an amazing feeling being able to do that, to not have to worry about anxiety, walking out of the door, worrying about people who are going to be, you know, like a lot of the paranoia that I had in the past. I don't have that anymore. I don't have the anxiety anymore. So it's an amazing feeling whole and feeling like my true self.
And I love that. I mean, I just want to give you like a big hug because, again, I feel like I was on this journey with you in the time I've known you. And so I'm super proud of you.
Thank you.
I know for so many people, for you, there were dark moments with the personalities, figuring that out. There were dark moments and all the feelings of going through, you know, the surgeries, the hormones and who do I want to be and what sex, you know. And then so many times with people, maybe in our audience, they're facing heartbreak from a relationship or financial stress. And a lot of times people go to that dark place and they even consider suicide. I mean, you did as well, right?
Yes.
And so how did you get yourself out of that dark place?
When I was younger, it was very difficult too, because every day was a constant struggle to, like, what's the point of living if I cannot be happy with myself? That was the hardest thing. And throughout high school was the hardest time actually middle school and high school was the hardest times of my life. And I just stayed to myself. I didn't really have many friends. I did the things that I wanted to do at home. But it was pretty much after I graduated high school that I really just started focusing on myself, focusing on actually starting a small business, which is what I was working on for a while, and just focusing on something else as opposed to transgender or my other issues. I was just dedicated to something else.
I love that. It's kind of changing the narrative, right? Let's stop talking about all these elephants in the room and let's talk about something else, because I truly believe, you know, there's so many aspects to who we are, and you know, what you've gone through are just slices of who you've become today. So I would very much like to, you know, thank you for being on the show today. I think you've given our audience a lot to think about. And, you know, one final word, you know, what does Living Full Out mean to you today?
Living Full Out to me means to be who you truly are, to not let other people determine how you want to live, not let other people let them criticize you and take that to heart. You have to be genuine and true with who you are.
I love that. Well, Autumn, you have a friend in me and everyone here at the Living Full Out family. So thank you
thank
again.
Thank you so much, Nancy.
Absolutely. Have a great day, and we'll be wishing you positive thoughts. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
And goodbye. For everybody listening, like I said, we try to bring you inspirational guests that will grow you, give you something to think about, have you look at those hard times in your life with hope in your heart that it's possible to get to the other side and love and be happy. So if you have gone through a challenge in your life and you want to share that with our audience, perhaps we too can have you on the show as an inspirational guest. I'd like you to reach out to us at connect@livingfullout.com. Let us know what you've gone through. Let us know, you know, the hard parts and also the successes. And if you've gone on to write a book or open a nonprofit because of what you went through, we'd love to know that as well. It's all about cheering each other on. And I know hearing Autumn's story and feeling my own story with, you know, blindness and all of that, it's just really important that we have this platform, this show, as a way for us all to express ourselves. So even if you're not ready to be a guest on the show, I do encourage you to call in. Again, that number is 800-333-0001. And we will be coming back after this break, taking more calls. And I really want you to think about, as we round out the show here, what would make you the most happy? Because we're talking today about becoming comfortable and feeling good about who you are. What is that? It's not always money. It's not always having a partner in your life. It's not having that dream job. Really look deep inside and say, what would really make my heart sing? If people could talk positive about me, in what way? And of course, if you need support on today's topic, reach out to me at connect@livingfullout.com. We'll make sure to get you some resources. So stay with us. I'm Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show, and it's all about being comfortable with who you've become. We'll be right back after this break. Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What? The job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
The following message is about Medicaid and CHIP, free or low-cost health coverage for kids and teens. Enrollment is open year-round.
Hey, Voice Lady, give me the mic.
Okay.
Hey, DJ, let's switch up the music. That's better. So listen up, moms and dads out there. There are these programs called Medicaid and CHIP. They offer free or low-cost health coverage for kids. Things like doctor and dentist visits, prescriptions, and shots are covered. All the stuff that keeps kids like me healthy and in charge.
So, as you can tell, a covered kid is a confident kid. And it means confident parents, too. To learn more about affordable health coverage for your family, visit healthcare.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-543-7669.
Yep, you could do something big for your family today because enrollment is open year-round.
This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And Sophia.
They're gonna jump out of trees. You can't stop them. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. They'll balance on things that are impossible to balance on, like the back of a couch or a windowsill or a scooter seat. They'll run with sharp objects. They'll run into walls. They'll climb things that won't hold their weight. They'll put their fingers in places where they could get smashed. They'll drive their tricycles down steep hills. They'll bounce balls off their faces. They'll step on each other. They'll jump on each other. They'll invent whole new ways to put themselves in jeopardy. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury during a crash than kids in boosters. But amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", booster kids, and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov to learn more about the importance of boosters. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? I'm Andrew Hoffman. I invented the lost cat magnet. Just turn it on and lost cats stick to it. Just listen to one satisfied cat. That's proof. You should invent stuff too. But remember, don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
We are your pets, and this song's dedicated to those people who don't have health insurance yet.
Enroll, we say, we want you to be okay. Enroll, we say, take care, people, for goodness sake.
Health insurance is now affordable. Covers prescriptions, hospitalizations, and preventive care. Visit GetCoveredAmerica.org to learn more.
And take care, people!
Brought to you by Get Covered America and the Ad Council.
To feel comfortable with who you become, you want to recognize what in the past do you need to leave in the past. Leaving all those regrets aside and knowing that your vision for your future, it is attainable. And then in between, you want to connect the dots between what you want, but what you need to do to get there. That's how you live full out.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari. Nancy is here as a guide to show you how to rise above obstacles and savor each moment. If you have a question, call in live at 800-333-0001. That's 800-333-0001. And now, here's Nancy.
Thank you for joining us. I know today we've been talking about feeling comfortable with who you are. And there might be pockets of time when you feel really comfortable on top of the world. And then life is kind of funny, right? It's going to poke you in the belly. Just the minute you get comfortable, poke, and something's going to happen. And then you're going to feel thrilled and excited and on top of your game. Poke, another hardship, right? So what you want to do is get really good at reinventing yourself, making adjustments, embracing change, and really greeting the unknown with arms wide open. That is actually what I have found. You know, it's interesting, going legally blind. The one thing it's taught me is even though it's really blurry, whatever I'm looking at, let's say I'm out on the street and I'm walking somewhere, it isn't like I can just tippy-toe my way to where I need to go. I have to take a full step and then another step and then another step. And you know what? There are times I step off the sidewalk onto the grass. Okay, I got to get back on the sidewalk. There are times that I trip and fall. It could just be the minor crack and I'm on the floor. But when I get to my destination, I'm proud that I got there.
I know it seems really silly to say I'm proud of walking, but you know what? That's an illustration of life. You're going to fall. You're going to get off track. But it's just staying the course and shooting for what you want and getting to your destination. Now, I'm getting word from our producer that we have a caller on the line. We're going to go say hello to them. Hi, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi, my name is Julie.
Hi, Julie. How can we help you today?
Hi. My question is, how do you tell a family member that they have a drinking problem?
That's a tough one, right? Because
yeah.
You can yell at them, you can cry to them, you can beg and plead, but it's kind of
exactly.
up to them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I actually have personal experience with this because I've actually gone through this with several people that I've really cared about. And the thing is, it's interesting. Maybe think about this in your own life, Julie. Are there
okay.
certain people that you just listen to them more than other people? Some people
yeah.
will say something, you just kind of block them out. Could be the tone
yeah.
of their voice. Could be that they kind of sound kind of naggy or whatever, right? Some voices, some personalities, maybe even a hierarchy in a family or a friend group, some people just command that attention, command that listening. So what I want you to think about is with this person, you want to think about who in their life would they really hear the loudest. It may
okay.
not be you, okay?
Yeah.
And find out who that person is. Maybe it's the person they respect the most. Maybe it's the person who they just, oh, I don't want to let that person down. And see if you can
exactly.
go to that person. It's kind of a intervention, right? Kind of moment.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
also, sometimes that person who kind of gets their listening, they might need to have a heart-to-heart. Have you found that person yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. That is the number one.
Okay.
Then encourage that person, if they're willing and able, to kind of have that convo and really urge the person who drinks too much to make a change. Otherwise,
okay.
it's kind of tough love, meaning that they're going to have to make some mistakes. They might crash their car. They might lose their cell phone. A lot of things could happen, and we hope that those become moments where they wake up. The tricky thing and the most scary thing is hoping they don't hurt somebody else or themselves, in which
okay.
case you might go online on YouTube. Find inspirational stories of others who maybe chose to drink and drive, accidentally killed somebody, or somebody
okay.
who drank and had a blackout, or something happened, or maybe it caused liver damage, and then send them some of those YouTube videos just to see
okay.
if maybe hearing other people's stories will wake them up. Is that something
okay,
you can do?
Got it. Yes, definitely.
Okay, well, I know it's a toughie. I'm going to just definitely send a lot of love and wishes your way, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Julie. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. And for everybody listening today, we have been talking about feeling comfortable with who you are, and it means confronting what's not working in our life, but yet really holding near and dear inside yourself. What is that you want? And really shout it to the rooftops. Tell other people. Put it out there. If you keep it inside, then you're kind of like this secret agent who has this secret dream that no one knows about. Put it out there. Let others know. Get resourceful. Connect those dots. But most of all, feeling comfortable with who you are doesn't mean that you're going to feel that way today. But you know what? It's coming. And you're going to be so proud that you hung in there. Thank you so much for listening today. The entire Living Full Out family is grateful for you listening. We have Gio and Rich and Riley and Nick and Alyssa and so many people that just want to make sure that you wake every day with vigor and excitement in your heart. Give it your all, right? Good days, bad days. But at the end, just be proud of what you've done. That's all you can do. Thank you very much for listening. Go to livingfullout.com to hear this show and all of our episodes again. Check us out on Alexa or the App Store. And of course, check out our 24-hour radio station. Here's to you living full out. See you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Living Full Out Show with Nancy Solari. To learn more about this program, visit livingfullout.com for the latest episodes. Connect with the Living Full Out community by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribing to our YouTube channel. If you have an inspirational story you want to share, email us at connect@livingfullout.com. Here's to you, Living Full Out.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.